What is it that that got you interested in this position?
Primarily, the institution is very distinguished for the quality of the people and the programs. And I know I have been aware of that. Of course, I know the institution very well for many years. In my specific area of research, I know the group that is working there, and that has been for many years. So I have been impressed by the work that has been going on at the university. And in addition to that, I should say, it's not just the quality of the people and the programs, but also the impact of the work that has happened there on the state of Illinois and the nation. And this is very well known to many in my area and many engineers around the country.
You come in as an engineer and an engineering professor. What kind of impact do you think that makes on the decision to come to Illinois?
Well, Illinois is the reason I selected Illinois as my next challenging step in my career is primarily because the institution is excellent not only in the sciences and engineering, but also because of excellence in many other areas. And I truly believe that the institutions, they will be able to move forward in exceptional ways in the future, will be those that really have excellence in many other disciplines. And on top of this excellence, the ability to connect and combine those strengths. And so one of the reasons I looked at Illinois is because of the very comprehensive programs. And not just the fact that it's excellent in science and engineering. Of course, that was a component in my decision, but in reality, I looked at what else the university could offer. And I really was impressed by the quality that you can find across so many different disciplines.
What describe your transition so far. What have you been able to see about the university? What has made an impact in your mind? And what may change? What kind of new emphasis may you have as you come into this position?
Yeah, and first of all, I would like to say that my transition has been so far kind of short. I have talked to a number of people, and I cannot claim that I know enough yet, but what I have been impressed by is the desire of those individuals I spoke with to do something really unique, to move forward with creative programs and ideas, to work together in teams, to work across the disciplines. There is tremendous anticipation about the future, and I think a great deal of optimism. There is a great administrative team in place, and that was also another thing that attracted me to the institution. Both the president, President White, and Chancellor Herman provide tremendous leadership to the institution and vision, and that combined with the qualities of the institution really create a very promising environment. And I have to say that all of the people I spoke with are aware of the opportunities, are very excited. There is anxiety with that, as every time when the institution is moving through aggressive pursuits, if you like, and try to define their future, there is anxiety in the process, but also tremendous anticipation. And what I hope I can do is to, first of all, learn the culture of the institution very well. I would like to embrace it. There is tremendous. The University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign has a tremendous, wonderful culture that I would like to understand more. And I would like to do the best I can to help the community understand their vision, understand their perspectives and their aspirations. And this way, I hope, in my position as the provost, I will be able to work with the leadership team, the administrative team of the institution, and try to define a strategic plan that will respond to those aspirations and will be able to take advantage of the strengths and the opportunities. that now our the institution is provided with.
You're moving between large public universities, and there's concern about the status of those universities, particularly in terms of support and funding. Where do you see the U of I among its other Big Ten colleagues and among peer institutions around the country?
There is no doubt that U of I is in a leadership position among those institutions. The question is not how well we do now, but how well we can position ourselves to remain as leaders in the future in higher education. And you mentioned the challenges that public institutions face nowadays, and those are substantial challenges that we need to take into account. It's not just the economy and how that impacts the institution, but also how the public views their institutions and how the relationship between the public or the citizens, if you like, and the institutions, those relationships are changing over time, have been changing over time. And those are forcing institutions to revisit their missions, redefine them, if you like, and develop objectives and goals and strategic plans that will allow them to meet those missions. This is the challenge the public institutions have. In addition, of course, to that, the economy in the states and the way states are trying to fund their public institutions of higher education are placing additional pressures on these institutions. So it makes it critical for public institutions to focus, create priorities, and move forward in very aggressive and creative ways to not only accomplish their missions, but also invest on ideas and people who will carry those institutions forward.
You are, as you mentioned, no stranger to the funding intricacies of public institutions, state-sponsored institutions. We're getting into another budget year here in Illinois.
That's right.
Where do you see the U of I standing in that, in a process that many people will say has really not been that kind of higher education in previous years, and how do you expect to be involved in that process?
I cannot claim at this point that I have seen the whole picture as, you know, it applies to the University of Illinois in relation to the budget for next year. I do know, and I had anticipated that by knowing what happens in other states, that there is no state at this point that gives more funding to their own institutions. I mean, if you consider that there is inflation on an annual basis and the best you can do in any state is to keep your budget flat, in reality, public institutions receive less and less every year. So this happens everywhere. What institutions really need to do is to look at the opportunities for creating resources. There are different opportunities in terms of creating relationships with industry, in terms of teaming with the state to help the state in economic development, in terms of finding other ways to strengthen the disciplines by not just distributing funds to each one of them individually, but by trying to connect them in creative ways. So by strengthening the ties between the disciplines, you can help all of them rise at the same time. I mean, there are ways, considering the finances, to move the institution forward and to invest on new ideas, invest on new programs, and so forth. It's not easy. It does require focus. It does require the ability to prioritize. And the strategic plan that U of I is going through is going to help the institution do that. But I cannot give you more information about how the budget develops. I don't know those details yet.
Okay. You mentioned diversity is very important in your vision for higher education. Where do you see diversity as an issue, as a strong point and a need for improvement on the U of I campus.
Yes. Well, I would like to start with a general statement about diversity. And when I speak about diversity, I use the most general definition for it. So diversity in all aspects, I truly believe, is an attribute of quality. Being open to ideas, perspectives, different styles, beliefs, allows an institution to create future excellence. I would like to make that general statement. And as a result, if we make the assumption that this is correct, then as we strive for quality, we will have to pay attention to creating an environment that encourages creativity, allows individuals to perform to their potential, provides opportunities to contribute to quality, and rewards risk-taking. So assuming that, then I would say it's going to be absolutely critical for any institution that aims at becoming or stay becoming a leader in higher institution to make sure that attracts diversity in all aspects and creates, maintains an environment that supports that kind of diversity.
You mentioned previously the public-private cooperation on university campuses. Research parks, for example, are big features of both the Purdue and U of I campuses.
Yes.
Where do you see that cooperation going, and is there a risk of what benefits and risks do you see to the increasing presence of the private sector on college campuses?
If it's done well, there is always a balance that needs to be maintained in all relationships between any institution of higher education at the outside, and that may involve the state, may involve corporations or other organizations, other agencies. If that balance is maintained, I think it only provides strength to the institution to have those relationships in place. It does make sense for specific disciplines to go after those relationships very aggressively. For other disciplines, it will not make sense that will need to happen. So the University of Illinois, as any other big institution, works as a system. And as such, we would like to encourage those collaborations for those disciplines such as engineering, different professional schools, and so forth. And we may not necessarily have to pursue collaborations for other disciplines, but having industry as a partner or having the state as a partner is critical. And it's critical because institutions of higher education have as a mission to educate the citizens, but also to improve quality of life. And you can improve quality of life not only by generating knowledge, but also providing the environment and the processes which will allow this knowledge to transform into products and eventually into economic growth and economic development. And if the institution plays that role the right way, I think it only provides strength and quality to the institution, and of course it provides an assistance to the state and the citizens.
All right. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I don't have anything else other than saying that I'm very excited to, and I should say, first of all, honored to have been selected to serve the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign as the next provost. I'm looking forward to joining the institution. I will try to meet with as many faculty, staff, and students as I can early on to learn more about their experiences and perspectives. And I will work very hard to support the campus community and to help the institution move forward. So with that, I think I would like to close that discussion. I don't believe I have anything else at this point.
Great. And just one other question I have to ask, because a lot of people always ask this of new higher officers on campus. Have you done any research on Chief Illiniwek, and what's your position, if any?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that it is an emotional issue, isn't it? And I believe dealing with emotional issues is very difficult. And I have not developed a position yet about that. I don't have a specific position. I know that when an issue becomes emotional, there are no winners. I know that the institution eventually will have to make some decisions, but I will leave it up to the Chancellor and the President to make those.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Yeah, thank you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.